I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And I trust you are having a great time with your tech this week. Woo! I tell you, there's been a lot of cool stuff going on in the tech world, and I have not blogged a lot about it. It's the truth. I'm sorry. I've been so busy at work. I mean, man, we got stuff going on at work. It's cool stuff. It's techy stuff. But it's keeping me busy. And by the time I get home, you know, when I would normally sit down and blog a bunch of stuff, I'm like, dude, I'm tired. Let me just veg out here in front of the TV, and I just plop myself down and do nothing. And you know what? Sometimes that's a lot of fun to just do nothing. And actually, no, that's not entirely true. My wife's computer messed up. I had to rebuild that. I got all kinds of other laptops I needed to rebuild. I had to take another system apart. Yeah, okay. So I didn't just sit out in front of the TV and watch TV. I was doing all that other stuff at the same time I'm watching, doing all, you know, every, whatever. You know, you understand. Just saying. So anyway, so I got to blog a little bit this week. One of the things I did was that I did a little entry here on Google. Google has what they call Google Doodles. Hard to say. Google Doodles. Which are the little thingies that they put at the top of the screen that usually spell out Google in very odd and creative ways. Well, this time, they spelled it out with Star Trek characters. Dude. Right down my alley. I had people emailing me going, hey, Dr. Bill, have you seen this? This is cool. And it was cool. So I took a few screenshots and I put them in the blog. They had Shatner's toupee. They had the red shirt guy who knew he was about to be, you know, hurt down on the planet. When you beam him down, right before you do, the red shirt guy is sweating it. When you click on him or kind of hover over him, you know, he was like, sweat. Oh, man. So then you click on the transporter console. It beams you down to the planet. There's what I call Kirk's Rock. There was a lot of episodes that showed this one rock out in, I don't know, Arizona or somewhere, wherever they film. And it's recognizable. And so I call it Kirk's Rock because it always shows up in their off, you know, planet sequences. But it's where he had the fight with the Gorn. So he throws a stick. It hits the Gorn, bounces off, hits the red shirt guy. He throws a rock, hits the Gorn, bounces off, hits the red shirt guy. He gets his stuff together to build that cannon, you know, with the gunpowder, fires it. The Gorn falls over, but not before it blows the smoke and dirt and stuff all over the red shirt guy. So then the next thing is you beam back up to the Enterprise, and the red shirt guy comes back out on the bridge, and he's all dirty and messed up and kind of looks like, oh, man, why does it always happen to me? And then my wife found out that if you go to the transporter room and you click on the overhead compartment, tribbles fall out. I didn't even know about that. Dude, that was just so cool. I had more fun with that. And, of course, it was making Star Trek noises, and it was doing all kinds of cool stuff. Go Google! So, anyway, all of that was because of the 46th anniversary of Star Trek, the original series. Live long and prosper. Yes. Whoa! Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week jumps out at you and surprises you sometimes. But I'm telling you, I know why it's so excited. Because, and Fred, you know, he's excited too. He's the one that does that. Fred. Anyway. Here's the thing. This software this week is awesome. I'm telling you. It's called Text Crawler. And no, it's not one of those things where the text crawl across the screen. You might think that, but it's not. No, this is like a search and replace across multiple files thing. And it's software that I really needed pretty desperately, because I had a whole directory full of text files and all of them different, but there was an element in each one, and I need to replace it with the same thing, that element that was the same. Did I make that clear? I had about 20 text files, all of which had one line in them that were the same, but it was the wrong information, and I need to replace it with the right information. Does that make it better? Maybe? Anyway, it was a global search and replace in multiple files. See, would have been one thing if it was in one file. You open the file, you do a global search and replace, okay, you're done. This was multiple files. You'd have had to open, find it, replace it, close it, open the next one. So I'm saying to myself, there's got to be a better way. And there is. It's this software, Text Crawler. It is free. Free. I like that. Free is good. You download it, you install it, very simple, and then you point it to the directory. You tell it that it's a TXT file extension. You tell it, find this phrase and replace it with this phrase. Click, doop, you're done. Dude, how cool is that? Fast search and replace, simple to use interface, flexible search parameters, text extractor, rip text into a new file, post-process extracted text, sort, remove duplicate lines, remove white space, search and replace using regular expressions, create sophisticated searches, regular expression test tool, regular expression library, save your searches, create backup files, and on and on and on and on and on. It's awesome, I'm telling you. And it's like I said, you know, there's certain software that's been Geek Software of the Weeks that I always put every time I install a new build of, you know, a new system, like VLC, PSPad, you know, certain programs that are free that I always have to have, the GIMP, certain things that are just kind of my software that I want, LibreOffice, you know what I'm saying? All these things that are just too cool not to have. Well, this one is going into my list of too cool not to have, I want it on every system I got. That's how cool it is. I'm just telling you. Check it out. Okay. Next item. Actually, before I do the next item, let me remind you that our sponsor this week, our beloved sponsor, is Roku. You hear me talking about Roku all the time. And if you go to my website, in the upper right-hand corner is a picture of me. It's actually a clickable player that you can play the program from. That's cool. But below that is how to subscribe to our shows. And below that is make your TV a smart TV. Get a Roku. Dude. And so if you click on that, that will take you to a place where you can get really great deals on your own, buying a Roku of your very own. Cool. So do that. Go to that. Go to my website, drbill.tv, and click on that ad, and that will take you to the proper place from which you may buy a Roku. Now, you may say, well, Dr. Bill, I could just go to Roku.com. Yes, you could. But if you click on that ad, then Dr. Bill gets credit for sending you, and I'm the one telling you about it. So come on, dudes and dudettes. Go through my website. Make sure it counts. Okay? Please? Pretty please? Okay. You know, I'm not beyond begging. All right, Amazon. Next item. Amazon adds to the Kindle family. I like my Kindle Fire, by the way. I have a regular Kindle, which my wife Belinda now uses, and I have a Kindle Fire, which is color and it's, you know, tabletification of it, and it's cool, and I use it all the time. Reading a Star Trek book right now. Cool. I'm always reading a Star Trek book. Anyway. But they've added a new Kindle Fire, a Kindle Fire HD with a 1280 by 800 HD display with a polarizing filter and anti-glare technology for rich color and deep contrast from any viewing angle. It's an ad. Anyway, and then also they came out with a Kindle Paper White, which is like the original Kindle, which is kind of a paper gray. It's gray with gray text, which is not as clear as black text on a white background. And apparently their you know, e-ink, as they like to call it, has greatly improved in quality. And now they have this new interface that is cool. And it also has a built-in light that kind of lights it, not from the back, but from the kind of the edges, and lights it up so that it doesn't glare in your face as bad. So you can read at night and stuff. Cool. All right. The last item for this week. Bing! Yeah, Microsoft's web search thing is called Bing. And Bing is to be the default browser on Amazon's new Kindle HD. What? What? Here's my comment. Bing? Really? Bing? Are you kidding? No. Microsoft told Mashable, the website, that its Bing search engine will be the default on the Amazon Kindle Fire's HD web browser. Amazon also confirmed this. The deal between the two companies came together recently. Adam Sohn, which sounds vaguely Vulcan, General Manager of Communications and Influencer of Marketing at Bing, said the last bits of the deal were finalized only today, which is hard to say, apparently. Sohn said Bing would be the initial default search engine on the Kindle Fire HD and the new Kindle Fire tablets. He couldn't confirm if the terms of the deal also include Amazon's e-ink version readers. So, I'm quite confused about that. Why would they do that? I guess Amazon is competing with Google, and so Google is the one with a search engine, and so they said, we got to find another search engine, and the next search engine in line would be Bing, and so they said, okay, we'll go with Microsoft. Yes, well, anyway, my hair keeps falling in my face, and my nose has been itching, and things have been wonky. I'm just saying, they are wonky. So, I'm going to go get something to drink and take it easy for a while. I've got myself all worked up. What can I say? Bing! Bing, really? Anyway, join us next time when the doctor will say, Bing! Are you kidding? No, actually I won't. I will try very hard not to say that. I will try to forget about Bing. Remember, until next time, the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.